Well, good run out tonight. Nice goal as well. I would have thought sort of all round, a good night. You feeling okay after that?
Yeah, much needed after missing the Saturday game, Celtic game. It's good to get games under your belt, especially in pre-season, so you're ready for the season to kick off, really. So, you know, the first game is in over a week now, so it's good to get a little run out, 60, 65 minutes, and, you know, no problems as well, which is the main thing.
When you pulled up last week against Millwall, did you sort of think, oh no, I don't want to pick up an injury which is going to last too long?
Yeah, like, as soon as I did it in the game, I knew something was up, and I thought, I hope it's a matter of days rather than a matter of a week, so luckily it was more of a muscle spasm in my groin, which I never had before, so, you know, that's the reason why I was a bit confused, and, you know, I thought it was a groin strain or a pull, which would have put me out a lot longer than I have been out, so luckily it wasn't as serious, and I was a bit able to get back and play today.
How's pre-season been? Because obviously there was all the heartache of what happened at the back end of last season. Has it been, from everyone's point of view, it looks like it's been a very positive pre-season and a much more, an even more effective pre-season than last year?
Yeah, I think everyone's come back hungrier now since especially what happened last year. I think everyone knows, you know, from coming so close to getting promoted, I think everyone knows what it takes now, and everyone's pulling together, and you know, it's a lot more hunger in their camp as well, and you know, there's a lot more belief that, you know, we were so close, and I think we deserved to go up. You know, obviously the penalty last game against Doncaster and stuff like that, and then obviously the Wembley final. So I think, you know, we've come back this season knowing that we've got a good enough squad to go as far as, you know, as getting promotion. So I think everyone's come back a lot hungrier, and I think it's showing we've had a good pre-season, being away to Germany as well, which is good. And in the games, you know, we've all performed well, even though, you know, we lost against Celtic last week, we still played well and showed people, you know, that we're still hungry, the hunger's still there.
The squad looks stronger, actually, don't you think?
Yeah, as it is, definitely improved from last year, so that's, you know, that's a plus, you know. Most people in the league this year has lost quite a few players. I can't really see anyone that's really, really strengthened the team as much as we have. You know, we've kept most of the team players intact as well, and, you know, haven't lost too many players, so it's, like I say, it is a lot stronger than last year, so that'll stand us in good stead for the season.
A lot of fans are pleased that you're still here, because obviously you're a man who's been linked, he's been talked about. I mean, is that something that, as a player, you just have to accept it goes on in life?
Yeah, I think after scoring 20 plus goals, you are going to have little links here and there, which is normal. You know, people in the press or whatever try to gamble and trying to guess, you know, that you might be going here, you might be going there, they're looking for a striker, or Donaldson, blah, blah, blah. So it's all speculation. I've had it to, you know, I'm old enough and wise enough now just to try and let it go over my head until someone comes from the club, tells me, look, you know, you're free to talk to such and such, then, you know, that's when I'll start concentrating on Brentford. So as far as I'm aware, I'm happy, I'm a Brentford player, so, you know, I'm still enjoying my football, and, you know, like I say, I'm just focused on getting my fitness back up and starting the season here.
Happy to be a B, happy to be, you know, again pushing for promotion this year.
Oh, of course, like I say, you know, the squad's a lot stronger this year, and, you know, we've got every chance of getting that promotion this year, so, you know, like I say, I'm happy here, I'm enjoying my football, and I'm just enjoying to be back playing and getting games under my belt, and I want to start the season off how I started last year, and just be ready for the first game.
I suppose you want to be, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, there's another really cushy pre-season to come against Cardiff, but then it is the Sheffield United game, and that's the real business. I mean, everyone wants to be involved on that day.
Yeah, the most important thing is August the 3rd against Port Vale away. Obviously, it's good to be playing against a Premier League team, you know, Cardiff and stuff, which it also help, you know, your fitness and your game time as well, which is also important. But that's all, you know, bottles down to preparation for the 3rd of August, which is Port Vale away, which is what everyone's looking to play in, and I'm no different. So the more games and I can get under my belt, the more prepared I will be for that game.
And as an ex-crew man, you might get some jip in that game. Yeah. A bit of rivalry there, isn't there?
Yeah, I've played Port Vale a few times when I was at crew, and, you know, reception didn't really go down too well. Which is fine. You're gonna get that, you know. Just your fans don't really forget.
No.
So I'm sure I'll get a few sticks here and there, but, you know, I'm old enough and wide enough to block that out and just concentrate on my game.
Brilliant stuff.